Well, Trish, thanks for being here with us today.
Good to see you again.
We're talking about the Detman Turkey Trot, the annual event here in Knoxville that takes place next week on Thanksgiving Day. Talk a little bit about the Turkey Trot. A lot of communities do these sort of Thanksgiving runs, but in Knoxville there's a particular twist to it as well.
Yeah, Dave Detman has been doing this race now for 22 years. This will be the 22nd annual, and he put a little twist to it that he calls a prediction race. So it's not about how fast you are. It's not that the fastest person wins. The morning of the event, you'll actually predict your finish time, and then we go through, and as we put in the results, those that are closest to their actual predicted times then are the winners of the event for the day.
So it's really for anyone of all skill levels, and I'm assuming people don't get to wear their stopwatches out on the course or whatever.
You know, we can't police them out there, but as kind of the honor system, we do ask that people don't use their watches or their iPods for timers, but just, you know, continue to make it a fun family event. The thing that has been really fun for me over the last few years since I've been involved is that people do make this a family event. We get a lot of out-of-town guests. It's fun. It's a way to spend Thanksgiving morning with your family before you have the big Thanksgiving dinner, supper, whatever your tradition is. So it really is just a really fun-filled event.
And people have been registering already, but they can still register the day of.
Yeah, you know, it's helpful if people pre-register because we get some idea of how many racers that we have. Plus, it cuts down the time in the morning that you have to spend filling out all of the paperwork. So if you can pre-register, you know, that's ideal. But you can come in and just register that day if you haven't decided yet if you want to race or if you're not sure how many family members are going to be in town. Then you can come to the recreation center that morning. Registration will actually start at 8. So if you have pre-registered, you can pick up your packets that morning from 8 o'clock on. The race will actually start at 9 o'clock a.m. that morning.
And what is the fee for registration?
Registration fee is $5, That's for everybody.
What do you win? I mean, there's a variety of prizes available, and the closest person, the actual winner, it gets a pretty big one.
Yeah, they will win a 12 to 14 pound turkey. Last year, we actually had a tie for first place, and so we gave away two turkeys. And then the other prizes just will help you put together your Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay. You kind of talked about a number of families always come out for this every year. What were the number last year? How many people did you have run?
Last year, I think, was a highlight, at least since I have been involved. And we had 160 racers last year. It was phenomenal. It was a little overwhelming that morning. It was definitely unexpected, but that just kind of adds to the fun of the event. So it was great. I'd love to see that many people come and join us this year.
What's the course like?
The course is going to run through Marion County Park. So it is a little bit hilly. It's a little bit challenging. Of course, we hold this no matter what the weather is. So depending on if it's raining, we hold the race. If it's snowing, we hold the race. If it's cold and windy, we hold the race. So, you know, the course is, you know, somewhat challenging, but it's good. It's going to take you, like I said, through Marion County Park and through the hills of Marion County Park. So there's a little bit of a challenge to the race.
And right now it looks like the weather is going to be at least decent next week, but we'll see how that goes.
That will be good. I remember last year being very cold and wet. So that would be a nice change. And it's a little earlier this year, it seems like. So I can't believe Thanksgiving is next week. So hopefully we'll have this weather that's holding out for us just a bit.
Do you have any other memories other than last year, too, dating back to how this race has gone?
You know, I've heard stories of times that the weather has been really cold. I think that, you know, the people drive the route that morning. And if there is, you know, ice spots or slick spots in extreme cold weather, then they try to at least put ice melt down and take care of that. My memories of the race are just in the last few years. And we've just, outside of cold and kind of wet and windy, it really hasn't been like treacherous weather so far. So hopefully we'll continue that this year.
Is there any kind of gimmicky people that come out? Anyone that dress up or anything like that?
We do have a few people that really get into the event and dress up as Indians or at least have their, you know, their headgear on and such. I've only seen a couple of the younger high school kids do that. And I have heard in the past that people do get into it and have fun. And I anticipate maybe this year we'll have a few of the goofballs that come and really enjoy the race, which just makes the event that much more enjoyable.
It's really a good way, too, to get your workout in before a full day Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. You're going to stuff yourself for at least one day, if not two, depending on your family tradition. So why not come out and get, you know, a 5K race in and kind of get yourself set for the holiday season. This is the toughest time to maintain weight, maintain your routine of exercise. So this is a great kickoff start to keep that going throughout the rest of the year.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
If anyone needs to or would like to see a copy of the race route is not only on the back of the entry form, but if they contact us here at the Recreation Center, we can email it to them. We can send that out so that they can at least take a look and see what the route would entail. Just come out that morning, try to gather some family members. Like I said, it's not about speed. This is a great first race. If people have been kind of toying with the idea of maybe doing a race, this is a great race to start with. You don't have to be fast. You just have to be accurate.
All right. So once again, registration starts at 8 a.m. Thanksgiving morning. The race starts at 9, and you can register beforehand at the Rec Center. All right. Well, thanks very much, Trish.
Yep. Thanks.